This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to speak to you as well. And, of course, the story that we've been following very, very closely over the last number of years is the story of Malkalifa. What's the latest?
The latest is just a couple of days ago, there was what's called a directions hearing. And just to go back a step to put that into context, is that since being extradited to Australia at the beginning of this year, Malkalifa has been held in custody in a women's prison in Melbourne, or just outside Melbourne. And just a couple of days ago, so there was a hearing, and where the hearing was told that her trial will take about 3 to 4 weeks and will definitely be held early in 2022. And where she and Malkalifa has pleaded not guilty to 70 charges relating to child sexual abuse, which allegedly occurred while she was principal at an ultra-Orthodox girls' school in Melbourne. However, the latest development, which flowing from that hearing just a couple of days ago, is that her lawyers have said that they are considering obtaining expert advice about her fitness to stand trial. And they have told us to the barrister has said that there's an indication that he will be seeking a report on that. And I guess when one reflects for a moment on the defense which she mounted while she was in Israel, while fighting extradition to Australia, that defense being that she wasn't fit to A, travel to Australia, and B, stand trial, I guess it's not entirely unexpected that this will be the line of defense which is putting forward now, or that should The lawyers are putting forward now.
In terms of, is there any chance that she will succeed in this defense?
There is no knowing, is the short answer. According to the hearing, there will definitely be a trial. However, his title, the judicial registrar, a man named Matthew Phillips, asked her barrister, quote, "There's an indication you may or will be seeking a report considering your client's fitness to stand trial. Is that a course you are pursuing?" To which the barrister responded, "It is a course that we are considering." And then the registrar said, "Well, how long is this going to take? Because it's already taken several months." And the registrar said, "You need to, you know, please move on because it's already taken a long time to get to this point." And then dates were actually put in place, assuming that the trial goes ahead. It says that an order for indictment will be on February 11, the defense's response March 4, and then the trial to begin March 16. So those dates have been put forward, and Malkalifa continues to be held in custody. And then the background is barristers will, you know, pursue whether or not she has a case to avoid going to trial because of, you know, her alleged fitness to stand trial or not.
All right.
So, and as I say, it's obviously not entirely unexpected that this is a line.
No, absolutely. It's something that they tried. Yeah, they tried and managed in Israel for quite some time until they could prove otherwise. A Nazi flag flown outside a synagogue on a Shabbat.
Indeed. So this took place in Brisbane. Brisbane is the northeast coast, is north of Sydney, and is in the state called Queensland, which is on the northeast coast of the country. And this is just last Saturday, a flag, somebody thought it was a good idea at the time to erect this flag outside synagogue in Brisbane, the main synagogue in Brisbane. And I guess the good news in quotes is that not just the Jewish community, but the mayor of Brisbane has condemned this as a sickening display of hatred, etc. And what it does is buy into an increasing momentum for public display of Nazi memorabilia to be banned. And this is the third state now, Queensland, where noises to this effect are now being made, precipitated by this flag outside the shul. And in Victoria, where Melbourne is, a motion has been pushed forward as well. And then here in New South Wales, where Sydney is located, the Labour opposition has also tabled a motion for the Nazi public display of Nazi flags to be banned. As I've mentioned before and as we've discussed before, the nuance which needs to go with all of the above is that the original Nazi, the original swastika, sorry, not Nazi, the original swastika is a symbol of peace, a symbol for the Hindu people and has been a symbol of peace for thousands of years. And so they have justifiable concerns about it shouldn't be all swastikas, but it should be the swastika which has been perverted and hijacked by, you know, those who express hatred and Nazi ideology, which should be banned, and not all swastikas. In other words, not those which the Hindu people have held to for thousands of years. Interesting that this movement or is gaining momentum to have it publicly banned.
Yeah, it really is. And finally, left-wing groups protest Australian government adoption of the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism.
Yes, and I guess also inevitable, and that's some left-wing groups in Australia. But even more disturbing, one can say, is that Kenneth Stern has come out against the definition. Now, Kenneth Stern is one of the, well, he describes himself as one of the original drafters of the definition of what constitutes anti-Semitism.
Wow.
And that original drafting basically went to where Israel is described as a Nazi state and questioning its legitimacy and demonizing the state of Israel, etc. And Kenneth Stern, who has a very, very public profile, U.S. anti-Semitism expert, lawyer, etc. He has come out challenging the IHRA definition. And IHRA stands for International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And this is a loose alliance of approximately 35 countries now and major Western democracies which have come together to adopt this definition of anti-Semitism. And Australia, the Australian government has also. And I guess not entirely unexpected, some left-wing groups here in Australia and disturbingly Kenneth Stern have challenged this definition and said that what it will do is suppress legitimate criticism of Israel and or Israeli policies.
It's quite significant, this. Do you think it'll gather momentum?
I think that the greater momentum is and will be on the side of the Western democracies which are adopting this definition. Because as a leader of the Jewish community here in Australia said to someone who challenged the definition, what is it that you would like to say about Israel that this definition is stopping you from saying? And the person was unable to give a cogent answer to that. Because if it's calling Israel a Nazi state and a apartheid state, demonizing, delegitimizing Israel, that is exactly what this definition is designed to stop and to categorize as being anti-Semitic. And so when somebody who challenges the definition is put on the spot, I've yet to see a criticism which can be put forward, you know, which wouldn't fall foul of this definition. So I don't think it'll gain significant momentum, to answer your question.
I hope you are right about that. It is about to go 7 o'clock. Vic Aladef, thank you. As always, we'll catch you next week. Vic is our Australia correspondent. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.